Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church. Welcome to all those who are old faces and new faces. Hope you enjoyed the warm weekend. Maybe it was a little too warm, but glad to see you all here for Sunday worship. Announcements are printed in the bulletin. Draw your attention to the Book Bag Bash, page 6, which will be next Sunday. Also, save the date for BBFF, Burgers, Brats, Fellowship, and Fun, which will be our rally Sunday, September 10th. Prayer requests and concerns are also in the bulletin. I have one to add. You may have received a message for this already this week. Keep the family and friends of Lois Keith in your prayers as Lois entered into eternal life on Thursday. Visitation will be at Greiser Funeral Home in Stryker on Monday from 2 to 6, and the memorial will be at 10:30 on Tuesday at the funeral home. Following the graveside service, there'll be a lunch at the church, so we're looking for servers, salad and dessert donations, and if you can help, just contact the office. And many thanks for your help and prayers in that occasion. We start this morning with hearing from God's Word. We're going to hear from Matthew chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything he had, and bought it. Typically, we read this story as about us, like we find something wonderful like the gospel and we sell everything and we give everything for it. But we can also read it in the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ looked upon us and saw us and gave everything he had for us. He is like that person who went and sold everything to buy that field. He was like the merchant who found the fine pearl and gave his very life for us. And that's what motivates us then to live as this parable talks about. With that in mind, let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love found in Jesus Christ, that by that great love, we may too love and serve our neighbors. We ask that you would open our hearts and work in it by your Spirit, that we would hear the message today from the Gospel of Matthew, from 1 Thessalonians, the words spoken in your word and words spoken in music. But by those words, you would give us life and hope and peace. Lord, we come now to you in worship. Amen. I invite you to rise as we sing our praises together.
Let us sing our opening worship hymn. It is My Savior's Love. It is found on page number 512 for those of you who wish to follow along in the red hymnal. Then our next hymn of worship will be How Great is Our God, and our praise team will be leading that. So let us sing My Savior's Love.
Down.
We've been going through 1 Thessalonians the last couple weeks. Today we're in chapter 3. We will have it read later in the service, but if you want to open your bulletin, you can see the scripture in front of you. Timothy was sent to the Thessalonians because Paul wasn't sure how they were doing. He had to leave in a hurry. He had to leave in order just to keep the peace, and he's still worried about them, so he sent Timothy. And we may just gloss over that and say, well, he sent Timothy away. But sending Timothy to the Thessalonians was a very profound sacrifice for Paul. It really demonstrated his love for the church. Three things. Paul was willing to be left alone. In what city? Paul was in Athens, a huge city full of statues of gods and idolatry. And being willing to be left alone in that situation is a sacrifice in itself. Two, he was going to lose his co-worker, right? Paul and Timothy are like the dream team. What they could build together, what they could do together, now they're going to be separated. They brought great encouragement and comfort for one another, and now they're going to be separated. Not just losing a co-worker, but also losing a brother in Christ. And something even deeper than that, Paul calls Timothy my child of the faith. It's like Paul's like adopted son. He cared for Timothy in that kind of way. He's willing to do this for the sake of the Thessalonians. Paul wanted to go himself, but it says Satan hindered it in some way. We don't know exactly what he's meaning by this. He could have tried a different plan. He could have waited a little bit longer. He could have taken any other easy route, but he chose the hard, difficult route of sending Timothy, sacrificing what gave him earthly joy and comfort. He didn't have to send Timothy. He could have rationalized it, right? He could have made any good excuse to keep Timothy, right? He could have rationalized it as, this is Athens. This is the big time. Timothy and Paul together, what could we accomplish together? We could have a huge impact here in Athens and across the world. Think of how our fame would rise if we did so. But that's not how Paul lived. He was choosing others above himself, choosing to give up his earthly source of joy, hope, consolation in order to provide for the Thessalonians. His decisions weren't based on what was best for him, but for the church. What would best show the love of Jesus to others? So he chooses to send Timothy. He chooses to lose something. He chooses to let go of something. He chooses to give up something. And this isn't just a one-time sacrifice, because we read in Philippians that Paul does something very similar, sending Timothy to the Philippians as well. So as we move into this time of prayer of confession and thinking over the past week, the key question coming out of this passage, at least for me this week, was how can I show how deeply I care for others as Jesus has cared for me? What sacrifice can I make for others to show the love that Jesus has shown to me? And we'll explore that more throughout the service. But those thoughts as we go into it now, a time of prayer and an assurance of pardon. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we see your example through your Son on the cross of what love and sacrifice looks like. We see it in human terms with Paul and what sacrifice meant for him. Lord, and we confess this day that we have not always lived in this way. We have more thought for ourselves rather than for others. And Lord, we bring those failings to you, knowing that you give your Spirit, you give new life, you give a fresh start. And so, Lord, we ask for your Spirit that we could start anew this week with our eyes on you, the sacrifice you have given for us. As we go about our daily lives, as simple as our lives may be, that they may have profound impact on those around us by the love that is flowing from you through us. Lord, we bring our past week to you, knowing that you are a loving Father and that you are a God of forgiveness and salvation. So now by that same Spirit, assure us of your love, your pardon, by your Spirit, reminding us again what Jesus has done for us and reminding again what we have been changed to do. Lord, we thank you for your great love. Now by your Spirit, may we too love in the same manner. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, it's children's moment. I'd like to invite all the coolest people in the church up right now.
Why'd you go Bass Pro Shops and get that bag? What's inside the bag?
We'll find out. What I wanted to get at Bass Pro Shop, my wife wouldn't let me. All I got was a bag.
How about you just sneak?
Sneak it in? What I wanted, I've been really hard to sneak.
Without your wife knowing.
Would that be a good thing? Yeah? Jeremy?
I think I would do it for you.
You would do it for me? You're my new best friend. Okay, I have a confession to make. This isn't really part of the children's moment, honestly. When we're part of the service, whether you're a song leader or to read scripture or whatever it is, we get an email out from the church office kind of explaining the service, what it's about. I prepared myself with two children's moments, figuring out which one I want to do as Sunday got closer. So I had it all figured out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there. Last night I'm sitting out back on our swing with my wife, and I realized that I prepared children's moment for 2 Thessalonians, and today is based on 1 Thessalonians. So I did in first service, I did the first one, and the second one, I'm going to do the second one. So bonus package today. You guys are going to get lucky. Yeah. So here we go. This is on 2 Thessalonians. Kind of, but Paul's still involved in it. It's still kind of a cool thing, all right? That's going to be the pastor's job. All right, here we go. You want to know what's in this bag? I'll show you. Do you like it when it's hot outside?
No.
Do you guys? I love it when it's hot outside.
Well, like in the
80s. You know what? The hotter, the more humid, the better it is for me. I like to work in it. I like to swim in it. Speaking of swimming, I think I'm going to go swimming today. I'm going to show you what I brought. I brought me a toy. It's a beach ball, and I blew it up before church, and it's already deflated, so this isn't very useful, because the purpose of this was to play with it with some friends, and maybe Emily would play with me, and it was supposed to kind of help me keep afloat, too, so that's kind of useless.
I see where the thing you blow it.
Well, that's what I use, and it didn't work. I brought some sunglasses.